Volume 39, Number 5 of the Ensign Magazine for May 2009. Copyright 2009 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved. This edition of the Ensign includes the 179th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the General Young Women Meeting. You can access these articles online at ldschurch.org. This recording includes the supplementary material for the Ensign for May 2009.
They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. How will you make the teachings in General Conference part of your life and the lives of your family members? Consider using some of these statements and questions as a starting point for discussion or personal pondering. You can also read, listen to, or watch General Conference talks online in the Gospel Library at www.generalconference.lds.org or view and share excerpts at www.mormonmessages.org. For children, my beloved brothers and sisters, fear not. Be of good cheer. The future is as bright as your faith. I declare that God lives, and that He hears and answers our prayers. His Son, Jesus Christ, is our Savior and our Redeemer. Heaven's blessings await us. This quote comes from the talk, Be of Good Cheer, Sunday Morning Session by President Thomas S. Monson. You and I can walk in the path of discipleship today. Let us be humble. Let us pray to our Father in heaven with all our heart and express our desire to draw close to Him and learn of Him. This quote comes from the talk, The Way of the Disciple, Sunday Morning Session, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. I do know with perfect and certain clarity through the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, the beloved Son of God. This quote comes from the Sunday Morning Session, Come Unto Him, by Elder Neil L. Anderson. You are never lost when you can see the temple. The temple will provide direction for you and your family in a world filled with chaos. This thought comes from Sacred Homes, Sacred Temples, Sunday Afternoon Session, Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Am I an example of respect in my home by the way I treat those I love the most? Respect for others and reverence for God are close cousins. This thought comes from Respect and Reverence, Saturday Morning Session by Margaret S. Lifferth. For youth, talking about the Internet, President Thomas S. Monson said, it provides nearly limitless opportunities for acquiring useful and important information. But he also warned of those who use the Internet for evil and degrading purposes that can literally destroy the spirit. This thought comes from the Sunday Afternoon Session, The Talk, Until We Meet Again, by President Thomas S. Monson. Just what should you be doing as a junior home teaching companion? What do you do if one of your friends starts to stray from the church? Read what President Henry B. Eyring had to say about both of these situations. This thought comes from The Talk, Man Down, by President Henry B. Eyring, from the Saturday Afternoon Session. Someone has called this the Me Generation, a selfish time when everyone seems to be asking, what's in it for me? Said Elder Dallin H. Oaks. But he added hopefully, as a group, Latter-day Saints are unique in the extent of their unselfish service. This thought comes from the talk, Unselfish Service, Sunday Afternoon Session, by Elder Dallin H. Oaks. You cannot do a Google search to gain a testimony. You can't text message faith, says Elder M. Russell Ballard. He explains that there is no new technology for gaining a testimony. Then he tells what the process is. This talk comes from Learning the Lessons of the Past, from the Saturday Afternoon Session by Elder M. Russell Ballard. What kind of young women are young men really attracted to? Sister Elaine S. Dalton reveals one of the hidden boy secrets and talks about a return to the value of virtue. This comes from the talk, Come, Let Us Go Up to the Mountain of the Lord by Elaine S. Dalton, given at the General Young Women Meeting. For adults, read the story of President Henry B. Eyring's bishop. How did he show love and give service to others? How can you as a family follow this example? Discuss some specific things you can do to serve others. This thought comes from the Talk on Adversity by President Henry B. Eyring in the Saturday morning session. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf spoke about the lesson of the light bulb. What was the lesson in his example? How can that lesson apply in your life? This thought comes from the talk, We Are Doing a Great Work and Cannot Come Down, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf in the Saturday afternoon session. Elder L. Tom Perry taught, We're missing a golden opportunity to grow the church when we wait for the full-time missionaries to warn our neighbors instead of doing it ourselves. Consider whom you might reach out to. How can you share your testimony with him or her? This thought comes from the talk by Elder L. Tom Perry, Bring Souls Unto Me, in the Sunday afternoon session. Elder Russell M. Nelson described the lessons we can learn from the way the Savior prayed. How might you enhance your own prayers based on his example? This thought comes from the Saturday afternoon session by Elder M. Russell Ballard from the talk, Lessons from the Lord's Prayers. Elder Robert D. Hales taught, The appetite to possess worldly things can only be satisfied by turning to the Lord. The hunger of addiction can only be replaced by our love for Him. Think about times you have felt the Savior's love. In what ways is it stronger than the hungers or voids we feel in our lives? This thought comes from the talk, Becoming Provident Providers, Temporally and Spiritually, Saturday Morning Session, by Elder Robert D. Hales. After discussing the power of temple covenants and ordinances, Elder David A. Bednar issued several invitations at the end of his talk. Which one is applicable to you? What will you do about his invitation? This thought came from the talk, Honorably Hold a Name and Standing, from the Sunday afternoon session by Elder David A. Bednar. End of the article, They Spoke to Us, from the April 2009 Annual General Conference.